Toronto has its first confirmed case of monkeypox. Toronto Public Health says the individual is currently in stable condition and recovering in hospital. No further details were released. The health unit also confirmed that two other residents who were suspected of having the virus have since tested negative. However, four newly suspected cases are now under investigation. Initially, TPH said it was looking at three newly suspected cases. This brings the total number of probable cases to one and suspect cases to four. The five individuals are currently recovering at home while laboratory testing is done to confirm if they have the virus. Over the weekend, TPH indicated anyone who attended an event at the Axis Club, at 722 College Street, on May 14, and Woody's Bar, at 467 Church Street, on May 13 and May 14, may have been exposed to monkeypox. A probable case is defined as a person with signs and symptoms of the virus, including a rash and contact with a confirmed or probable case, travel to a region where a confirmed case has been detected or exposure to an infected animal. Individuals lacking an epidemiological link but with the required signs and symptoms, including the rash, are classified as suspected cases. Monkeypox is a rare disease that comes from the same family of viruses that causes smallpox, which the World Health Organization declared eradicated around the globe in 1980. In general, monkeypox does not spread easily between people and is transmitted through prolonged close contact, including direct contact with an infected person's respiratory droplets, bodily fluids, or sores. Monkeypox is typically milder than smallpox and can cause fever, headache, muscle aches, exhaustion, swollen lymph nodes, and lesions all over the body. Health officials have said the risk posed by monkeypox is low.